Hey guys! So I'm here to record the second episode of Pulling Through. And I am just gonna warn you guys, it is really rainy outside today, and I'm in my car, so you're gonna hear some of that. I think it's pretty peaceful, but I don't know how it sounds on your guys' ends, because I don't listen to these after I record them. I just record them, publish them, and yeah, so I don't know what I sound like. And quite frankly, I don't want to know what I sound like, because I would probably be appalled. So, here I am, getting ready to record the second episode of Pulling Through. And so today we're just going to talk about a question submitted by one of my good friends, which is what motivates me. Then we're going to also talk about harassment and bullying. Got a lot to say on that one. And then we're also going to talk about self-confidence. So those are just a couple of things we're going to cover today. And I'm excited. I'm really excited to talk about my trauma, because it's a lesser, like, starting this podcast is a lesser version of me sharing my trauma on, like, a popular talk show. It's kind of like that closure. I don't know what I'm becoming. So anyways, without further ado, let's get started. So the first topic we're going to cover today is what motivates me. That question can be perceived about a million different ways. What motivates me through Trich? What motivates me personally? What motivates me to be a better person? I don't know. It could be viewed at in 100 different ways, a million different ways, whatever I just said. Anyways, I'm just going to take it more towards the aspect of trichotillomania, just because that's kind of what this podcast gravitates around. So, yeah. Let's see. What motivates me with trichotillomania? Okay, so it's like reverse psychology of what keeps me afloat. So the statistics of people overcoming trichotillomania in the aspect of, like, completely stopping pulling out your hair, like, to completely stop pulling out your hair, the percentage of people who do that is 0%. No one has ever stopped pulling out their hair from trichotillomania. Now, that is to say, a certain percentage does get better and things do improve along the lines of that, but no one has 100% recovered from it. And that's a terrifying statistic. And realistically, it's terribly disappointing. Like, oh great, I had a 0% chance of stop pulling out my hair. Good gosh. So where's the hope in that? But the hope in that is that I can always be the first person. Now, I don't know how true that is, or how realistic that is, or how probable that is, but I can always try. And that's really something that motivates me to just subconsciously make an effort to know where my hands are at all times, which sounds like I'm babysitting my hands, but that's really what it is, because it's like an anxious tendency or just something to do with my hands. Like, if I do not know what my hands are doing at that time, whether I need to be typing or studying or drawing or painting or writing, 9 out of 10 times my hands are on my head, pulling out my hair. So, I've started to become a lot more aware of that. Now, I'm not saying that there are days that I relapse, because let me tell you, there are some days where the world is just falling apart, and it's really hard for me to get a control of everything that's going on around me. And the one thing I can control is my hair. To some extent, I guess I'm finding stability in what I I don't know. Georgia Tillamani has been a constant in my life for 4 years. And even though I personally can't control it, it's still, like, a controlled factor in my life, if that makes sense. Like, in math equations, we don't always know what X is, but we know X is going to be there. Like, so that's kind of what Trich is to me. Some days it's good, some days it's god awful. Like, I don't know. Like, some days a specific part of my scalp will just ache. Like, literally ache for me to pull out my hair. And that sounds god awful. Like, that sounds gruesome and morbid. And guys, don't get me wrong, it is not easy to share this stuff. Like, I am, like, I don't listen to these podcasts because I know if I do, I want to delete them, like, instantly. Because I don't want my shame on the internet. But here we are. So, yes, this is what we were doing. We are putting my shame on the internet. So, hopefully, the world will see and hopefully someone can find comfort in it. I guess that's the ultimate goal in this podcast. So, yeah. Also, another thing about trichotillomania, or really any mental illness or anything, like, healing is not linear. It's not a straight up graph. There's going to be ups and downs. What is it called? Regression, and I don't know. I'm not a math person. I'm not a graph person either. I don't know. But there's always going to be... I talk with my hands, and so I'm pretty sure a podcast was not the best way to do things. I probably should have done a YouTube channel, but I don't have a good camera. Oh, well. Anyways, I'm talking with my hands, but you guys can't see it, which probably makes things a little bit less embarrassing. But anyways, as I was saying... Actually, I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, yes. Haha. Healing is not linear. It's really not. Like, I might be going a day or two really well, like, not pulling out my hair, not even touching my head, and, like, in order, like, I'm doing good. Like, but then there's some days that I just, oh, it hurts to think about. I just fall apart. And when I fall apart, what helps me put those pieces back together is a couple of things. One, as I've been saying, and as I will probably keep saying throughout this podcast, healing is not linear. It's not. You will always, 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 always 100% chance of ups and downs, bruises and bumps. You'll have days that are good and some that are awful. And some you just can't even speak of. But that's okay, because I promise you're going to get through them. Even though you're in a valley right now, oh my gosh, I promise. The thing about valleys is that you know you're going to have to come up. You know you're going to have to start doing an upward slant. Oh my god, I'm really bad at describing what I'm trying to talk about. But hopefully it will get better. Anyways, yes, always go up. When you hit rock bottom, you can always go up. And that's something that I hold on to, because I promise I have hit rock bottom more than a punching bag at a boxing trainer place. What? A gym! I've hit rock bottom more times than I have hit than a... What? Oh my gosh. Let me try this one more time. Okay, guys, I promise. Bear with me. I have hit rock bottom more times than a punching bag has been punched at a gym that holds a monthly wrestling mat. There we go. Because people are always there practicing or something. I don't know. You get it. Rock bottom is a very frequently visited place for me. But I know that things get better, and I hold on to that. The second thing that motivates me is what I said earlier. There is literally a 0% chance that I will ever stop pulling out my hair. Wow. Reality sucks, but it's reality. And the thing about reality with trichotillomania is that since it's like this feeling of discovering something no one's ever felt before. And I am so passionate about being that 1% that's going to stop. Oh, gosh, you don't even know. But I also know how difficult it can be. And so that's definitely something that always stays in the back of my mind. The third thing is, it's like a little motto, mantra, I don't know. If it doesn't come easy, let it go. Because there is so many times that I try to hold on to things that probably are not meant for me. I'm meant for something else. And that's definitely something that has made an impact on my life. Like, I like to hold on to things, whether it's people or moments, memories, like little things from places. Like, I'm a collector of things. I like to collect, I like to look upon, and I like to reflect on things from the past. That's just who I am. I don't know. So whenever something's not coming easy, and actually this was Tritch for a while, like, I had to stop striving to be that 1% that was going to stop pulling out their hair, because it wasn't going to happen. Like, in that moment, it wasn't going to happen. So I just had to let that thought go, that being that 1%, if it comes, it'll come. And if it doesn't, then I have to be okay with not being that 1%. So those are the three things that motivates me. So let's see. The second thing that motivates me, no, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I literally get so off track and distracted. Like, I'm just watching the rain and not even knowing what I'm talking about. Okay, excuse me, I apologize. So, the second thing we're talking about is harassment and bullying. Now, this is a really sensitive topic for me because I'm a really sensitive person. Like, I mean it when I say I wear my heart on my sleeve. And in some perspectives, that's a good thing. Like, no matter how much you get hurt, no matter how much you get thrown under the bus, it is always important, always, always, always important to never stop loving. Because if everybody stopped loving as soon as they get hurt, we would be in a completely loveless world. And I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't know. I think it's much more fulfilling to overcome those aspects of hurt when they're presented to you in a way of loving more. So, yeah, that's something I've been working on, with bullying and harassment. And, like, I'm really sensitive. I know I just said that, but I really want to reiterate how much things affect me. Like, sometimes it's really frustrating. I get so frustrated in myself. But that's not the point. So I'll probably do another little stories on people that have bullied me and, like, online bullying and just little comments from strangers. I'll probably do a whole nother podcast on, like, an episode on that. But for now, I just want to talk about how to ignore it. And this can go for anything, not just trichotillomania. I know, okay, so one, we have to be aware of what we say. This isn't necessarily avoiding bullying as the victim, but this is taking a proactive step towards stopping bullying altogether. So bullying is bullying, no big or how small, and I don't think we realize some of the stuff that comes out of our mouth sometimes, even when we're just kidding. Like, even when you're, like, you just kind of play with your friends, and you're like, oh, haha, you know, wow, and insert insult here, I don't really know what to say. But if maybe you jokingly insult them, you don't know how they took that. They may have taken that 100% seriously, and now they're going to go home and cry about it. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad if you do that with your friends. I'm saying that so you can be aware of what could potentially be going on. And I know some people might say it's awkward to talk about boundaries and feelings, but that has to stop. Oh my goodness, I'm so passionate about that. That has to stop. You cannot just pretend to be okay with everything that goes on around you. You have to tell people what hurts your feelings and what doesn't hurt your feelings. And guys, girls, whoever, if your friend tells you something hurts their feelings in a jokingly manner, I promise you, it's not a joke. Like, it hurt just a little bit, and we have to own up to that and apologize. Like, I know, like, I don't really know who's my audience on this, but I'm assuming it's teenagers, so I'm just going to talk in that light. As teenagers, as young-minded people, we like to avoid our problems, and I'm sure that probably carries on into some adults, but that has to stop. We really need to stop avoiding our problems and just kind of step up and admit when we've hurt someone. And it might be an ego bruise, but the apology is so much more worth it than the outcome of having someone just be hurt and sitting there with it. And they will probably end up getting bitter towards you. So that's just something. Just be aware of what you say to people and be aware of how they take things. That's really important. Another thing about bullying is those people, when they insult you, they probably don't mean what they say. Seriously, because there has been so many times something has came out of my mouth and I'm like, oh shoot, I did not mean that, like, at all. Like, it just came out. Like, it can have no intent behind it. It's just words that come out, and I feel awful because the person on the receiving end doesn't know that. And so that's just something to keep in mind. The people that are talking smack to you or being mean, they probably don't know how you're receiving it. And so there's ignorance on both sides of the table. But yeah, so I would just keep that in mind. We don't know how people are presenting it, and we also don't know how people are perceiving it. Yeah, let's see. So that was just a quick excerpt on bullying. I'm probably gonna, you know, go into that some more about my experiences later on. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? I don't ever remember anything. One moment. I'm pretty sure I have it in my notes somewhere. Oh, no. Just kidding. I told you guys, I don't stop this. Like, I just keep going. Self-confidence. There we go. Sorry. I do not monitor what I say, and I don't edit it. So I apologize if you're getting slightly annoyed with me with how many times I mess up, but I promise I'll get better. This is just my second episode, so bear with me. I promise things will get better. Woo! Okay, self-confidence. When people say self-confidence is the key to everything, you have no idea how true that is. Because, again, when getting bullied, if you are confident in yourself, if you're confident where you stand, ain't no one gonna take that away from you. I'm serious. Like, if you can stand up tall, no matter your flaws, if you can accept your flaws and embrace them, you will be unstoppable. I'm not kidding. People can come up to you and say the meanest things, but if you know in your heart, in your soul, that they are not true, then you basically hold the universe, you hold your universe, your world in your hand. Because no one else can control it. No one else can control your perspective on the most important thing in your world. You! I'm telling you. And I can preach and preach and ramble and talk about self-confidence for the rest of my life. I don't know how long that is, but for the rest of my life, let's assume it's a long time, because I hope so. For the rest of my life, I can talk about self-confidence. But even though it's the most important thing to gain, it is also the hardest thing to gain. Because I'm telling you, that was me rubbing my hands together, if you heard that. I don't know, because I'm about to lay it down. Okay, so you can be building up bricks, right? Brick by brick, you're building up a wall of self-confidence. But if your cement is not dry, you know, because it takes a little bit for cement to dry, someone can come in and kick one brick, or two bricks, or three bricks, and then it loses balance and it falls down. So it takes time. It takes time, and it takes some fast-drying cement to really build you a wall that cannot be obliterated. And so be patient with yourself. If you guys are having a hard time building that self-confidence, that's okay. It really is. You're just gonna have to, my heart goes out to people who have bad self-image issues, because no matter your weight, no matter your hair, no matter your skin tone, no matter your scars, no matter whatever you think is wrong with you, You are beautiful. You are a beautiful human being created so intricately. I just want everyone to know how loved they are. And maybe I don't know you personally, and that's okay. That's okay. I don't have to know you personally to love you, honestly. And I know love is supposed to be a scarce thing, but dude, I just want to be handing out love like it's candy on like Halloween. Like, I just want to be dumping bowls of love into people, because that's how I feel like the world should be. That's really how I feel like it should be. And I just, if I don't know you, I tell you this, if I do not know you, that does not matter how much I love you. Because this sounds bad, this really does, but I love, like, I can love everybody equally. And oh my gosh, that is the most testing thing to say, because there are some people that have hurt me so bad, so bad. But forgiveness is a daily ritual. I promise, you cannot just forgive someone who has hurt you one time. That is not how it works, trust me. You have to forgive them every day sometimes, once a week sometimes, maybe every hour. Like, it hurts, but you have to forgive. I know I sound like I have my life in order, but believe me when I say I do not have my life in order, okay? I know I'm preaching on this podcast like I have something to teach, but I probably don't. I'm probably just talking. So, yes. I know this podcast is really rambly, and I apologize for that, but I hope you guys can kind of follow along of where I'm going, and I promise if you guys just hold on, it'll get so much better. And this podcast was a little bit longer, too, than last time, so that's good. I'm proud of myself for that. But thank you guys so much for sticking with me, and again, like, if you guys need anything, I am 100% here. Even if you're a total stranger just listening to my podcast, follow me on Instagram. And we can start talking. Like, I do not care. And just because I have trichotillomania does not mean I, like, and, okay, let me state this really quick before I close out this podcast. And yes, I'm rubbing my hands again. If you hear it, I just talk with my hands. Okay, anyways. If you have trichotillomania and If it is as small as pulling out your eyebrow hairs and your eyelash hairs, guess what? It's still trichotillomania. Do not invalidate yourself on the amount of hair you pull out. I'm serious. If you have any, because it's all the same. It is all the same struggle. It is all the same battle between your subconscious and your conscious. It hurts. It is hard. It does not matter how small or how big your bald patches are. I am here for you, okay? 100% here for you. And that doesn't just go for trichotillomania. That goes for so many other things. That goes for depression, eating disorders, anxiety, parental issues, whatever it is. I do not care. And there's no guilt or shame if you come to me. I'm dead serious. We can lay it all out on the table. And it's, hey, I'm here. I'm 100% here. I'm here to use what life has given me. And maybe I can help some of you guys out along the way. So, that's my rambling for today. I hope you guys kind of enjoyed it. Or maybe listen to it. I don't really know. You guys probably had to pause it because it probably got a little irritating. Anyway, so I'm just gonna close out. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Follow me on Instagram if you want to talk. I think it's at @LoveChloe. That's my personal for right now until I make an overviewing account for this podcast. So yeah, I hope you guys reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you guys. Bye.